Turn in your Bibles, please, to a good word in Hebrews chapter 11. And I want to do a little something different tonight, having at the end, after a few minutes in the message, I'll let you know when. The pastors would come, Greater Grace pastors, come down front, and then we'll send you through the congregation to bless people. And our prayer is that as you come tonight to the service, and we meet God here, that's amazing. We meet God, so we want that to really happen, that we meet God. And God ministers to us in different ways. And the key is faith. So in Hebrews chapter 11, and we have these young guys down here in the front. You want to stand up for a second? These are the mighty men right here, right here. There they are, guys. Okay, so these men are men of the word, right? Well, let's say it. Amen. We're men of the word. And they're going after God, and they're finding him. Are you finding him? They're finding God. Isn't that amazing? In the front row. How about in the back row? Anybody finding God back there? Is God back there? Yeah, they got a good couple of hands back there. Okay. You know, the only way, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 with me. Please, chapter 1. And this is verse 29. That no flesh should glory in his presence. Why doesn't the flesh glory in God's presence? Because we don't have anything to glory in. Only God in Christ. Pastor Love said the love bomb. And he's the head of that. Because his name is Pastor Love. That's his name. The love bomb, that people get loved. And I'm so thankful for that. Here it says in verse 29, no flesh glories in his presence. I remember being in Lenox, Massachusetts, and we had a revival going on in the spirit, and God was ministering to us in the ministry. And pastor was really preaching, like if you archive messages in the 80s, you know, 81 to 87, that's when we were in Lenox. They were amazing messages, many times an hour long, quoting 50, 70, 100 Bible verses. We were learning the Bible. And then I remember my flesh. Ooh. Not good. I remember my flesh. I remember attitudes, and I remember my flesh. And I remember where I was standing, looking out the window, and I remember a Bible verse that came to me, and it was, let him that is without sin cast the first stone. And I wanted to throw stones. I wanted to throw stones at the ministry. I wanted to throw stones at people. I wanted to throw stones, probably, you know, who. But then I realized I need to be humble. I need to go to the cross. I cannot throw stones. I have to give grace, live in the Spirit. Because Jesus is not a stone thrower, remember? When the woman was caught in adultery, He said, he that is without sin cast the first stone. And who was in the group without sin? Jesus. He was the one without sin. And he could have thrown a stone. But instead of throwing a stone, he said, go sin no more. You are forgiven. Please get that in your mind. Because none of us are removed from stone throwing with each other, you know, and even with the people we love. With the people we love, we throw stones at them. But look at verse 29. That no flesh, you know, when we go to heaven, we will not have much to say about ourselves except, I was a stone thrower, but by the grace of God, I learned, and the Spirit. Let me say something about the Holy Spirit to us tonight. Yeah, I don't know how you read the Bible. I don't know how much you read the Bible or how you read the Bible. But I want to say something very simple about it. When I read the Bible, first I have an attitude of a prayer. Because I'm approaching God's Word. And then I start to read, and I don't know, I'm looking up more than what I'm reading. I'm like thinking God is with me. I'm asking God. So now I read a Bible verse, and before I go to the next Bible verse, and I might read it different ways. I might read it fast. I might read it slow. I might read it over many times, but this is what's needed, that somehow that word somewhere, that word would be a word for me in my spirit. That's God. You see, you have the Bible, but you have more behind the Bible. You have God speaking from a voice that is a living voice. That's how I get delivered, and that's how I am taught. I am taught. That's how I live. I can give examples. And maybe just this is in my heart tonight, just to talk to you heart to heart and encourage you just in a few minutes here tonight. And it is, I was in Finland the summer of 75, my first summer there. It wasn't easy for me. We had a team. There was bad talking upstairs in the house at different times. There were bad attitudes. We had difficulties. But God spoke to my heart. That's what I got a hold of, you see. I got a hold of something that kept me. Yeah. And I just kept that. That was how I was living. I was living by those simple words. Bible verse. Sometimes a Bible verse would come to me, and I would like go to the Bible to read it because it was like God gave me the place, the book, and the chapter, and the verse. Not often, but I'm trying to say something. If you and I was in Lenox where we had a moving of God, and yet I had a fleshly attitude in my heart, and as a pastor, what could the devil put in my heart? Remember, Satan is put in your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in Acts 5. You know, you've heard, you've been here long, and you know what I'm saying. Okay. When we go to heaven and here tonight, we have nothing to boast in except what is the Holy Spirit done. And what is the Holy Spirit doing? This is amazing. And I agree with Pastor Love. Amazing church, amazing faith, but also there is flesh. And the flesh is not removed from anybody in this room. And the flesh is the flesh. And it has many expressions. One of them is passivity. One of them is indifference. One of them is being deceitful. One of them is judgmental and somebody looking for revenge. And yet they go to the church And they listened to good message, very good message, very good. You should see my notebook. It's filled with. But my question is it a life of faith? And is it the engrafted word that is able to save my soul from myself, from my sin nature? It hasn't changed at all. Now, some of us are getting at we're not old people, but we have got some years behind us. Now, I remember there were times in my flesh. I remember there was an attitude and a way of thinking and words. Maybe I didn't say them, or maybe I did. And they weren't exactly love, and they weren't exactly right. But God is a God of grace, and God forgives, and He corrects us. And most importantly, He's able to put the word that's important for your life wherever you are at. Wherever you are at in your life, a time of when you're young and about your future, God is able to give you a word. A time when you're married and your troubles, or God is able to give you a word. Time when you don't have a job, God, or whatever, or you have one but and you don't like it, or your boss is a monster. He's like the Antichrist. And God is able to give you a word. Your neighbor is the Antichrist. And God is able to give you a word. You have a sickness or some problem physically. God is able, please. I'm not saying it like I'm saying it with you. It's amazing. Now, go to Hebrews 11 in verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Almost, I don't even have to have the house. I have faith. And that's the substance of what I'm hoping for. I don't have it. Like Abraham didn't have the land and he didn't have a son. But he had faith. And that was it. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but I'm saying when you live your life and you're not going after these things, but you're going after God, then you have faith. And faith is the real substance. The real substance. When I look back at our years in Finland as missionaries, the thing that I love about it is the faith. That we went by faith. The lives that we lived there, we live by faith. That's the thing that I love about it. And we can say it in many ways, in our lives in different ways. But look at verse 3. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. How was the world made? And God said, let there be light, and there was. He spoke it, and it came into existence. Imagine this stuff here, all this stuff, where'd it come from? The Word of God. How do you know that? I can't prove it. I can only say I believe it, and by faith I know that, and it is written. I believe in what is written. And so our whole life is based on a life of faith. And that faith is powerful. That faith changes our lives. That faith means, you know, the world is a lot bigger than what we see it to be. That we are also seeing, and I'm like, one thing about getting older that is so great is that I remember certain things about my past, and I can warn people. I love to warn young people creatively and lovingly about life, because we have lived it and seen the wisdom of God in the doctrine that we learned long ago. And I'm glad that the Lord checked me from being a stone thrower to being a person that goes to God and say, God, I want to throw stones. And God says, I know you do. And what do you think? What are you going to do about it? I said, I'm going to you. You are no stone thrower. You will fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I'll be a person of grace and wisdom. And I'll have faith and prayer. That can change things. You know, this is amazing. You're going to want to throw stone at the pastor. But don't do it. Not only the pastor doesn't need it, but you don't need to be a stone thrower. You can change things by your love. You can change things by prayer. You can change things as you follow God, as you are Spirit-filled. What is needed in any church is the Spirit filling us and us living by the Spirit of God. Then it says here in verse 4, by faith Abel. Then verse 5, by faith Enoch. Verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please him. Sometimes, and I like the worship here tonight, they do a great job, and the spirit of our church is one of joy and freedom and worship. And sometimes have a what we call like a hallelujah breakdown. And have just go at it. If you got the you feel refreshed, you got the joy and the energy, and go wild in praise. Go wild in it for a half hour or something. And don't give up on it. Keep it going. Keep it going. And God, renew your mind. How do you do it? You look maybe idiotic to somebody looking at you. But I don't care what they think about me. I don't do it in public usually anyway. But when I go at it, I'm by myself and I do a good hallelujah breakdown. And I have a very good time at it. And I go at it and keep going at it and going at it and praising God. And the Bible verses may start flowing in my heart, in my mind. And I emotionally need it. Because we don't drink around here. So we got to have a good time without it. We don't do drugs or chew tobacco. I think in the back there's a guy chewing tobacco. He's spitting every once in a while. Now, hey, because Psalm 147, 148, 149, 150, all about praising God and going wild at it, shouting and praising God, and even dancing, it says in 149, and dancing and shouting and even doing it on your bed. Now, here's the point. How do you do it? By faith. By faith. Again, you may not want anybody to see it, but try it. Go at it. And have your just go at it. Thank you, God. Just go at it one thing after the other. Thank you, God, for and go through all kinds of things. I mean, some the older folks, thank you for the children that were born in my family. Thank you for every dollar, every minute, every day, every time. Thank you, God. And even for the trials and the troubles, because you work them together for good in Romans 8:28. And that's a great promise to be thinking of. How are you living? By faith. Look at verse 7. By faith, Noah. 8. By faith, Abraham. Now, some of these guys had hard times. How do you live? By faith, Sarah. By faith. They all died in faith. Verse 13. Not having received the promises. Look at that. They're buried and they don't have anything, but they died in faith. And in their hearts, they had something from the Holy Spirit. And then by faith, Abraham, 17. By faith, Isaac, verse 20. By faith, Jacob. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. He forsook Egypt by faith. By faith, he kept the Passover. How did he keep the Passover? By faith. By faith. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. Verse 29. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. What shall I more say? Verse 32. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Japheth of David, Samuel of the prophets. What happened? Through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Who stopped the mouths of lions? Daniel did. Remember? He was at night with the lions in the den. And they couldn't. They walked around. And he probably sat down with them and told them bedtime stories. And that's how he did it. And how did he do it? By faith. By faith they quenched the violence of fire. By faith they overcame the power of the sword. By faith the dead were raised up from alive, raised up from the dead, Elijah and the woman's dead son in two different cases. How did it happen? By faith. How do we live? By faith. How do we go to Bible college? By faith. How do we share our faith? By faith. How do we not go to Bible college? And that's a funny thing to say, but you need to hear me. Bible college is not the answer. God is the answer, and he sends me to Bible college. And God may not send me to Bible college, but I need to get some Bible in my and a way of living in my life, a way of thinking, a way of processing the Bible, a way of living by faith, a way of quietness, a way of, like, what about this one? No miracle has to happen. No miracle has to happen. No miracle. It's okay. John the Baptist was the greatest of all the prophets, and he did no miracle. Not one miracle. For a year and a half, he was ministering. That's all he did. A year and a half of ministry and no miracles. And he was the greatest of all the prophets. How did John the Baptist live? By faith. No miracle happened, but that's okay because he's living by faith in God, and God's speaking to him. Don't package your Christian life by following another person. You follow God, and God will put in your life people that'll lead you in the Spirit, but beware because there are other people that may come into your life that will discourage you or confuse you or make your faith shipwrecked or be critical or withdraw or be negative or be a stone thrower. But there's a better way, and that is a personal walk with the Spirit in humility and listening and living by faith. I remember years in Maine, I was a young guy in Bible school my first year, and I was in up there away from my family and the country, the part, you know, from my home, and I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. And I ride in the cars, maybe do a church service, and I look out the window, wonder, what am I doing? What am I doing? Where am I going? What am I doing? How am I living my life? How am I going to make my decisions? What am I going to do in my life? How am I going to live? What am I doing? And I said, well, I don't know. But I can live like this by faith in God and trust that God will be in my life. And I don't know what it means, but that's how we live. I go to the church and I learn to live by faith. These young men down here making good decisions. And the only way they can do it is by faith. The people that break away from bad habits, how do you do it? You do it by faith. And if you make a good decision for 30 days, it's probable that the bad habit is broken. But there's even bigger power than 30 days. There's a power of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the word of faith. Take up your bed and walk, Jesus said. And the man did it, and it was over. That was over. That was gone. He was healed. And God did it. And all he had to do was hear the word, take up your bed, from God. And he walked. Wow. I don't know. I just want to share heart to heart with you. You'll never outgrow your sin nature. It's always as wicked as it's always been. But there's one thing that we got going for us. We got the new birth and a decision to live by faith. When we walk by faith, our new nature is alive. He's living by faith. He's doing it by faith. Holy Spirit says, I know, I'm with him. I'm giving him the faith. He's walking by faith, and I'm doing the work in his heart. And be patient. And I say, Lord, I need an answer now. And the Lord says, I'll give it to you in a couple of years. You calm down and live by faith. I'll show up. Live by faith. I will answer your prayer. And you pray it by faith. And you'll make decisions by faith. And you say, I don't have any hunger for God. Well, then live by faith. And you'll have it. This is a victory that overcomes the world. How did Noah build the ark? By faith. How did Abraham leave home? By faith. How did Sarah have a baby? By faith. How do these great things happen? By faith. How did greater grace grow into all the world? By your life of faith. God did it. Yay, God. Okay, so that's our message tonight. Let's finish verse 37. Almost. I gotta read more because it's not long, but I'm joking. Okay, others had trial of cruel mockings, verse 36, and scourgings, yea, moreover bonds and imprisonment. Is Dennis White here, Pastor Dennis White? Okay, there he is. He's Pastor Dennis White and Kaylee came back here from China, and they're here serving God, and they've been living in China. And they came, they're back home in God's plan. And how did they come? By faith. Is that correct, Pastor? Better be. They came back by faith. How do you make changes in your life? You bring it before God. You say, God, this is what I'm going to do by your grace. Show me otherwise. I'm going for it. I'm going to do it by faith. Verse 37. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Literally put in a hollow log and sawn in half. I believe Isaiah died that way. They were tempted, slain with a sword. They wandered in sheepskins, goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, torment. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains. A car ride in Maine is something like that for me, that day, that period. And it repeated itself. It came back to me, you know, every once in a while. What am I doing? How is this going to work? What's happening? I don't know. They wandered in deserts and mountains, doesn't it say? And dens and caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. So that's how they lived and they died. And if you were to interview them, they would say, I'd do it again. Why? What's so good about a cave? It was nothing about the cave. It was God in the cave. That's what I got. What did you get? I got God in when I was there. I got God in my life. I got the words of God. I got guidance and direction. And at the end of our lives, we look back and we say, glory be to God. That is an amazing testimony. And no flesh can glory in his presence because we say it was God that started it, God that fed it, God that kept it, God that brought it about, God that carries us through, God to the hoary head, it says in Isaiah, in the hoary head with the gray hair, I will carry you, I will take you through. And you look back and say, wow. I'm glad I was not a stone thrower. I'm glad I learned grace. I'm glad I had a pastor teacher. I'm glad I had a Bible-believing fellowship. I'm glad that we did a lot of stuff that happened by faith. And glory be to God, our testimony is that God did it. God is doing it. And all our part was simply faith. Amen. Would you pray with me? Could the pastors come up? The Greater Grace pastors just come on up and make a line up here. And this is how we'll end with a blessing. And if you are listening to my voice as a person not yet a believer, please, tonight, make that decision. Believe in Jesus. Thank you, man. Come on up. We'll just look at you for, wow, praise the Lord. Look at these guys. Hey, do they have the power to bless? Do you want a blessing tonight? Do you have a money problem, a girlfriend problem, boyfriend problem, a job problem, health problem? Do you have a problem in your neighborhood? Do you want something? I don't know what it would be, but hey, we got the power to bless. Look, guys, raise your hands and just kind of go like this with your hands. I got the power of God. We do have. We're serious about it too. So here we are. Every one of these men could be a stone thrower. Everyone, or probably some of them are still. But they're learning. We're all learning. There we got power. Wow, look at these guys. Isn't that great? Pastor Tom's going to Cincinnati and Kentucky in a couple days. So bless that trip. Yeah, okay. If you're not a believer tonight on the internet and here in the auditorium, tonight's your night to believe in Jesus Christ. Tonight's your night to be born again of the Spirit. Tonight's your night to say, yes, I need Jesus. I'm going to come to Him by faith. Jesus will take care of me in my life. Jesus will take my sin away. Jesus will wash me clean with His blood. Jesus will put my name in the book of life. Jesus will fill me with the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit and the Word. Not just the text. I need the Spirit to bring that Word into my life, in my meditation, and in my heart. And fill me with Your Word and Spirit, Lord. And bless this congregation. And then anyone here tonight, you want to believe in Jesus, this is your time. Would you raise your hand? I want to believe in Jesus Christ, and I do. I believe in Him. I'm going to trust in Him for the new birth, to be born again. You must be born again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And that's your decision. Please, please believe in Him personally and say yes to Jesus. Anyone here in the auditorium, just put up your hand. The ushers will give you a booklet.